All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What is happening, Houston, Texas? It's a weird day today. I'm just going to warn you now. It's, as you can tell, I'm starting the show for the first time ever. This is your hostess with the mostest, Barry Laminack. I'm joined by producer extraordinaire Nick Sciarra.
And you didn't have any issues with your microphone today. You just, yeah. Usually all I hear is.
When I get started? Yeah. You would think I would do that well in advance, but I don't. But it's usually because the show prior to us, the two dicks that are on that show, don't give us enough time to get on the air, which, again, was today. I don't know who the two dudes were.
I was one of those.
Yeah, I was listening on the way in. You guys did a good job.
Appreciate it.
Surprise, no Jerome Solomon today. Jerome was scheduled to join us here on The Usual Suspects, and then he went out and got some dental work. And he got a ouchie, and now his mouthy woufy hurts, and Jeromey Romy can't come in today.
That's kind of a good thing. I was kind of concerned.
Why?
I was worried he was going to berate me for 3 hours. Right. And he probably was.
I think he's just scared because he knows he was going to face retribution about trying to make me look like a racist yesterday for no reason, which is pretty typical Jerome on the show. But yeah, get well soon to Jerome. Yeah, rest in peace to his mouth. Hopefully the dentist didn't. Weren't we talking about that yesterday? Where the dentist, like, you wake up and there's like porn happening with the dentist? Didn't we discuss that yesterday?
Oh yeah, because you fell asleep during your root canal, which I don't know how that happens.
Maybe to went a step further. Maybe his mouth doesn't hurt. Maybe he's just at home with a bad case of shame because he woke up and the dentist was taking advantage of him. I don't know.
There was a caller that had a similar situation, and we were like, maybe you got bamboozled.
Yeah, maybe that's not how that works. Yeah, you're not supposed to lay on your stomach when you go to the dentist. That's not a thing. But anyways, no Jerome Solomon today, but we do have an action-packed lineup for you. Joining me on the show today, when he arrives, no pressure to him, but AJ Hoffman will be in the building. He's headed this way. He was at the Apple store. Apparently, his Apple crapped the bed yesterday, his laptop.
Well, that's not a... I mean, he's going to kill me just like Jerome kills me.
Yeah, it's not any better for you. Well, he's going to kill me. I mean, what are we talking about here, Nick?
I'm just
really
going to deflect.
I mean, whether it's Jerome or AJ, they're both going to tease whoever has a microphone in front of them no matter what. So, it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't, which also wasn't a racial thing, Jerome. Don't text me later. So AJ Hoffman will be joining us at some point. We do have a pretty stacked lineup today. As you know, it's an F yeah Friday. Well, with Joel gone, it's an FEF Friday. I don't care what he says. It's going to be an FEF Friday today. But we do have our comedian of the week. It's the Right Reverend Rob Mungle joining us today. He's actually going to be in studio at 2:30. Here's all you need to know about Rob Mungle. I sent him a Facebook message and said, hey, Rob, send me some clean stuff so that we can play it on the air. And Rob's response was, I don't have any clean clips at all. But he is going to join us. We will be talking comedy. We'll be talking the Whiskey Brothers. I think Rob even has thoughts on Bob McNair. So we'll get into that as well. But he'll be joining us at 2:30. Coming up in the next segment at 1:15, we'll be joined by Jeremy Schapp, who has a show coming out, E60. Well, it comes every Sunday.
Right.
It comes out at 8 a.m. But he did a special on George Springer. So we'll have Jeremy Schapp on the show to discuss.
Those are usually pretty good, the E60s.
Yeah.
They're super interesting. And because it has the local angle, it's even better for our listeners. So.
Yeah, it's like a 60 minutes for sports. So they go a little more in depth. So Jeremy Schapp will be joining us at 1:15. As always, on Fridays and Mondays, we'll have Charlie Polillo joining us at 1:30. I'm interested to see that dynamic with Charlie and AJ. I don't know. Have they ever done a show together?
I don't think so. Because I don't think he joins the Blitz. I think there's an exception there.
You think so? Why is that?
I'm not going to reveal that on the air.
Do they get special treatment just because they're the number one show in the city and they're the longest running show?
What about the show that leads into the number one show in the city?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you bring in all the money. Big deal. Yeah. What are you, Conor McGregor now? You're just going to start throwing dollies through the producers' windows?
Boy, did I go off on him earlier today.
I heard it. We're going to get into that today. You got a little riled up.
Yeah. He's just a dumbass. That's all there is to it, basically.
I would tend to agree with you, but sometimes you wonder, and some people tried to come out and say that what Conor McGregor was doing was all hype. That was just to sell tickets. Nah, bro, trust me. That's not how hype enough. You could throw a Coke can at somebody like he did in one of the press conferences, or a water bottle or whatever the hell he threw. That's hyping up a fight.
Yeah, I feel like they're giving him way too much credit for the whole calculated stuff.
He's not that smart, so let's just be real with that. But yeah, we got an action-packed show today. If you want to get in touch with us on the show, 713-780-3776. You can call us using that number, or you can text us at 713-780-3776. You can tweet to me at Barry is Funny. You can tweet to Nick at the producer Nick. We'll have all that for you and more. It did kind of suck today, man, because you were working, doing another show, cheating on us, cheating on the usual suspects.
I was
out there radio hoeing, yep. Just banging any other show that'll have you.
I totally will do that. I'm a prostitute in that dynamic. Absolutely.
I don't blame you. I don't hold that against you at all. You get that radio ass, you get it. Or give it, whatever. How does that work? Getting or getting?
I don't know. Am I getting it? I don't even know.
I don't know which one that is. But yeah, so we've got a ton of stuff to cover. I've got, as you would expect, the sports is going to be light today. Yeah. But that's intentional. You guys know me. I don't want to get all. We're not going to go 4 hours of player number 15 on the Rockets bench. I mean, we're going to talk some Rockets because last night was interesting.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Astros kick off another series today. They get going again, and obviously we've got Jeremy Schapp at 115. So we'll talk about that as well. A ton of stuff. I want to talk about Yodel Kid today. Do you know who Yodel Kid is?
No.
Yodel Kid is going to get so much ass. He yodels. That's all you need to know about Yodel Kid. I mean, like, there's, like, levels to the game, you know, when it comes to getting ass. Yodel is that level that few people can attain.
How old is Yodel Kid?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. It probably says in the article. I didn't read it. I just wanted to hear the kid yodel. So we have that. We'll play Yodel Kid on the show. All kind of fun stuff today. One more time, if you want to get in touch with us, 713-780-3776 is the number. You can call us. You can text us. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick. We'll be back with Jeremy Schapp right after this.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. No Joel Blank. He is out of town. It's me flying solo until AJ Hoffman gets here. Well, not solo. I got my boy Nick with me here. You can get in touch with the show, 713-780-3776. You can call or text. But hold off on your call until next segment, because joining me on the program right now, ESPN's Jeremy Schapp, host of E60, which can be seen every Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m. Central Time here in Houston. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I understand you have something special planned this weekend for Houston viewers specifically on E60. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so George Springer came up to the studios. I don't remember exactly. I think it was a few weeks after the World Series. You know, he's from right around the corner here in central Connecticut. He was home for a few days. He came around the studios. I had a chance to sit down with him and have a discussion, you know, about his life, about his career, and, you know, for the purposes of what we were doing this week, specifically about really the 2017 World Series, in which he became only the third guy ever to hit five home runs in a World Series after, you know, Reggie Jackson and Chase Utley. You know, just spent a little bit of time with him. You guys are much more familiar with him as a player and as a person than I would be up here in the Northeast. But I'm telling you, he's such an impressive guy. That's not a surprise to anybody. He's an impressive individual as a player, as a man. You know, what struck me too, we had a conversation about, you know, how he's always really bet on himself. You know, when he got offered a deal when he was still in the minor leagues that would have tied him up for a long time and perhaps limited his ability to make, you know, astronomical sums of money, you know, and turning it down. And just that kind of quiet self-confidence that makes him, you know, such a remarkable figure in the game right now.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because as Astros fans, a lot of us down here in Houston have watched him mature. One of the big things that gets brought up, and I'm sure you guys discussed it on the show, but the fact that he's overcome his stutter, he doesn't shy away from the limelight. I believe in the All-Star game, he was mic'd up and talking to folks. Did that come up, and how did he approach that?
Yeah, we did talk about that at length, and you know, the way that he has, it's not a question of acceptance, I guess, but it's a question of, you know, overcoming his shyness about speaking in public, the way that he has worked to be more comfortable speaking in public situations, the way that he just says, hey, this is who I am, I'm going to express myself. And I think, you know, when you get to the point, I'm not an expert on the phenomenon of speech impediments like that, but, you know, from what I know, when you get to the point where you're not as worried about what people are thinking or how they're going to accept you when you speak that way, it goes a long way to actually overcoming it. And the work that he's doing for kids who have the same issue, it's really, you know, commendable, because it is a situation in which, you know, you find yourself isolated and you find yourself alone in your thoughts because you can't express yourself the way that you want to. And, you know, there have been other guys, you know, in the world of sports who've overcome speech impediments. Bill Walton, I think Bill Walton had the same issue early in his career. And, of course, you know, now Bill is famous as a guy who you can't get to stop talking. It's just another example to me of a guy who has found a way to surmount challenges, whatever they may be.
Jeremy Schapp, co-host of E60 on ESPN, joining us right here on The Usual Suspects. Jeremy, I'm curious. You said he just kind of showed up. So this wasn't a planned thing? This just kind of happened organically and he ended up being on the show?
No, in that sense. I meant, you know, he came to Bristol, as many athletes do, you know, to go through what we call the car wash, where they do a bunch of different shows on the same day, you know, hits on radio and hits on TV. We knew he was coming. He didn't just show up at the security entrance. But, you know, I think he just happened to be home at that time as well. He's from New Britain, which, as I said, that's like, it actually, I think, borders Bristol. Where we are, and we're not accustomed to big stars from right around the neighborhood in the world of baseball. There have been some good Connecticut baseball players over the years, don't get me wrong. Bo Vaughn comes to mind. I don't know if you remember Tim Tuffle. You might remember him for that 1986 NLCS.
Yeah.
We don't get them the way you grow them down in Texas and Florida and California.
Now, how do you guys come up with topics for E60? Is this something where it's kind of a roundtable? Do you have the freedom to kind of pick and choose what you want to do? How does that process work for you guys?
You know, I mean, everybody, it's kind of everybody's responsibility. Everybody on the show, from, you know, the newest junior producer on the show, the executive producer of the show, and the correspondents and the hosts, to come up with ideas. And you know, I'm always pitching ideas. I always think they're good ideas. Most of the time they say no to me, which I think is a mistake, but, you know, that's all right. And then, you know, sometimes you have an idea and it gets greenlit and you go out and you do it. But, you know, there are different ways that they come to us. I'd say of the stories that I do each year, maybe, you know, a third are kind of things that I generate myself. Some of them, you know, are obvious. You know, you go after big names, you know, like a George Springer or, you know, Eli Manning or something like that. I mean, and then others are, you know, more investigative type stories or human interest type stories where, you know, you're probably finding them, you know, through contacts you have or internet searches or that kind of stuff. But I mean, that's one of the great things about the show to me is that it really is a variety. You know, there are these big star profiles and there are stories about, people who are entirely obscure and issues that are obscure, and we go overseas. So it really is kind of a magazine show in that sense.
Now, I saw on the Facebook page that you guys have for E60, which can be seen, just go to facebook.com/ESPN E60. But one of the things that they put on the show kind of as a teaser is you guys talked PEDs. What was George Springer's stance on PEDs?
You know, I got to tell you the truth. It's been a few months since we did the interview, and that portion of the interview is not in this cut. I think we're hoping to expand what we're doing. We're really focusing in the show this week. It'd be the first full week of the baseball season, kind of reliving the excitement of that remarkable World Series he had back in the fall. And I honestly don't remember. I mean, I know that we talked about them, and they were a subject that he did not shy away from addressing. But I honestly can't remember exactly what he said because we're not using it for this iteration of the show. And I'm hoping that we get to expand our George Springer profile at some point during the season.
Sounds good. That's Jeremy Schapp, ESPN's E60. You can see it every Sunday at 8 a.m. here in Houston, Texas, 8 a.m. Central Time. Jeremy, thanks again for joining us, man. I look forward to seeing this on George Springer on Sunday.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. That was Jeremy Schapp, ESPN's E60 co-host. We are joined next by two guests. Well, one guest. And AJ is in the building now, but joining us at 1:30 like he does every Friday, Charlie Polillo will also be sitting in. So this should be shenanigans galore. We'll be back right after this. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. No Joel Blank. Again, out. No Jerome Solomon.
Where's Joel? What's Joel so busy doing?
Joining us on the show now. Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Excuse me.
I do appreciate you. Hey, everybody was stunned that you would do this. They were like, what? You got AJ to come in? Yeah.
Text line was like, AJ's up right now?
I feel like you get a bad rap as a diva, as a complainer, because I'm a complainer too. And I bitch every day when this show starts about this new desk, this microphone, and I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people were surprised. They don't realize we're boys. Like, you would help a brother out.
Yeah. I'm
and a team player.
And the whole AJ's awake, that's nonsense.
Yeah, you get up and go to the gym, don't you?
Yeah, roll every morning. And then
yeah, you don't get a purple belt sitting at home.
I usually get into the city at about 1 or something.
Okay.
And I don't always like to come here and prep.
I'm with you.
It's annoying.
I don't always like to prep.
So sometimes I'll sit at Starbucks or Whole Foods and prep the show there. And then I'm coming here. But I mean, I'm usually here anyway. Today, I didn't go to the gym because I had my alarm went off at the same time, but I had to get up and go to the freaking Genius Bar.
I heard you had laptop issues.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Did it fail on you during the show, before, or after?
During the show yesterday.
So during, it just crapped the bed.
Yeah, and it's a hard drive issue.
Oh, so all of your D-picks are gone.
All gone.
I hope you synced them to the cloud. I hope that you uploaded all your porn.
You know what?
And stuff to the cloud.
I always get those notifications. Hey, have you... have you backed up your, when you haven't backed up your MacBook in
right.
so many months. And I was just saying, oh, I'll get to that later.
You're bad.
Now I've got no hard drive. And it's not like I do a bunch of work on there that is irreplaceable.
Yeah.
But the biggest issue is all my bookmarked websites, that's a pain in the ass to get back. And
don't those sync, though? What do you use, Chrome or Safari?
Safari.
Oh, bro, you got to get on that Chrome.
That's what I've been hearing.
You got to get on that Google Chrome, all your bookmarks. Like, if I need, if I'm like, man, I need to watch some black and white porn, boom, it's all right there.
There for
yeah,
you.
It's not, there's no hunting it down. It's all right there. You got
to
get that.
Well, when I get this new hard drive, maybe it's a good time to make a switch.
Yes.
But the biggest issue for me, passwords.
Oh.
You think I know any of my passwords?
No.
Not one. So I'm online last night with a Apple support chat.
Yeah.
And you got to type in your Apple ID's password. I don't know that.
You can't even log in?
No. And then it's like, it wants me to, I'm telling you, I don't know my email address password.
What? So you're like the
Facebook, Twitter,
oh,
none of it.
Oh, you're so screwed.
None of it.
See, and Chrome will sync all this for you. Chrome syncs all of that for you. You're like the modern day version of every human being with a cell phone. Because if I asked you to, hey, call your wife.
I know her phone number. It's the only one I know.
Oh, you do? Okay, see, I'm the same way. I know my wife's number, but if you ask me to call my mom or anybody else,
you know why?
I don't know any numbers. I know one number. Well, two. I know our house number, which we don't even use anymore.
My wife's phone number is two digits different from mine, or I would have forgotten it.
Yeah, you're lucky. No, we do have a house phone, and I don't know why. A lot of people make fun of us for that. I always say it's for the alarm system, but you don't need that. No, you don't need that. So, yeah, that you're kind of screwed there.
Well, I have it. My Gmail is still on my phone.
Okay.
So I can just I can say I forgot all my passwords and just get them sent to my email.
Right.
Luckily.
Still a pain in the ass.
It's a giant pain.
You got to get a password keeper. You know they make those, right?
I don't know that.
An app. You just log into this app and you put in your password in one time.
Do you need a password for that app?
Yeah, but that's
I'll never remember it.
That's the only one you got to remember. Just use your wife's number
so
as the password.
My laptop is at the Apple store.
Yes. We're going to go over a lot of trivia today,
which
and
is in
detailed stats.
In a mall, by the way, which... The mall is the worst place in the world.
Do you never go to the mall?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Oh, I go.
What do you go for?
Clothes.
You don't have Amazon?
You know I shop at the... Who gets their clothes on Amazon?
I mean, anything, any clothes... I don't know if I get all my clothes on Amazon, but I'm telling you, I get all my clothes online.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still go to the store, especially if, like, shoes, like, I'm going to try some. I bought some new shoes. I was like, man, you know what? I should probably try these on before I buy them. So I go and try them on, and then I go home and buy them online, which makes no sense.
Try them on?
Yeah.
You don't know your size?
They vary. Like, dude, if you buy a pair of Chuck Taylors and you buy your size, they're going to be too big.
Okay.
You got to go, like, a half size to a size down.
I put them in that box and send them back. Hey, I need a half size smaller. Let's go.
I don't want to wait. Once I get the shoes in, I want to be able to wear the shoes. That's how that goes.
Not me. I don't care about that.
No? Charlie, do you buy your clothes on Amazon?
Very rarely. Sneakers.
You buy shoes online on Amazon?
Yeah.
What do you buy? Like Crocs? What are you buying on Amazon? Like shoes lines. Dude, what do you wear? What do you rock?
7.5.
No, not size. What shoes do you wear? Like New Balance?
These are Skechers.
Skechers?
But I bought Nike.
Really?
What is different from buying it via Foot Locker online?
I don't know if I trust Amazon. I don't know. I feel like that's like the
Marshalls. They're not worth billions because they screw people over.
Yeah, but it'd be
over.
Like, it's like the Marshalls of...
It's the easiest thing because Amazon, if it's messed up, if you don't like it for whatever reason, they'll take it right back.
Oh, I know that. Trust me, I buy tons of stuff
now
online.
Now it's even better.
Just not my shoes from Amazon.
You're not
or
buying
clothes.
The Amazon brand if that was a cheesy brand. If you buy Nikes, they're sending you Nikes. If you buy Under Armour, they're sending you Under Armour.
Yeah, but don't you feel like they might be bootleg or like irregular?
Dude.
They might be irregular, like one doesn't have two extra holes in the laces
Amazon's
or something.
You think Amazon's an outlet mall?
It, kinda.
No.
That's not how it works?
Sometimes, like, you just sit here and lectured me about how I'm not with the times. And then it turns out you think Amazon is an outlet mall.
You think I'm not with the times because I don't buy my shoes on Amazon. Is that what you're telling me?
They're not going to sell you a Rolex.
That's true. Adidas with like five stripes. Those are that, these are K-Swiss. These are K-Swiss with five stripes.
With two S's.
Yes. Yes. And
you're getting, it's a legitimate company, Amazon.
A-D-E-E Adidas. No.
Come on.
All right. Well, that's good
Until
to know.
Until the president puts them out of business. Then we're all going back to the mall.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like, yeah, I guess that.
He doesn't like Amazon?
He hates Amazon because the guy that owns Amazon, guess what else he owns? The Washington Post. Fake news.
Oh, so he, that explains
now all of a
everything.
Sudden he's like, Amazon's ruining the postal service. Meanwhile, the postal service has been like on life support for 15 years. Yeah. And Trump's like, oh, it's Amazon's fault.
It's not UPS. It's not FedEx. It's none of, it's not email. The fact that we don't have to mail letters anymore, yeah. That's not what's ruining
it. Just don't mess with Amazon. Amazon is easily like the best invention we've had in a long time.
How much
in
do you
this
think?
In this society.
How much do you guys think you spend yearly on Amazon? Like, what do you think?
Myself yeah, or ballpark. My whole family?
I'm just you. Ballpark it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't buy stuff for me very often.
Oh, you don't?
But my family, like, okay, I don't like to go to the pet store.
All right.
So when my dog needs food, there's like a schedule. They'll just deliver a big bag of food and a big stack of dog food cans.
Yeah.
It just gets delivered to my house. I don't have to, like, type anything in. It just knows. It knows when my dog's running out of food. How great is that?
And if it kind of doesn't just know.
Well, there's a schedule like, set. Yeah. I mean, my wife must have told it, but
yes, it, doesn't
it does magically just show up.
We're
it's
not
there.
Being overtaken by Big Brother just yet.
I want to be.
Yeah, it no, does make it easy.
I don't like that, but I don't like all that stuff. Do you have that in your house, Charlie, the Alexa or
no,
Hey
I
Google?
I do. I have a Google Home. And it's pretty much like speech to text where it never gets it right the first time. So you end up screaming at it like an idiot. You're just like, what's the weather? Weather. And she's just like, I don't know what you're saying. And then I end
and
up.
Meanwhile, you realize like this would have been way easier I to pull just, out my phone and yeah, hit the weather right. app.
Yeah, I absolutely could. But I still, I mean, it's there. So
I
you
don't
have
like
to-
it. My wife has it in our house. Because it came with, like, we've got the cameras all over the place and the doorbell that sees things. And,
yeah. That's creepy, too.
It came in with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at least with that stuff, like, well, maybe they're watching me. I don't know.
Be.
But I know
hackers,
they're...
Hackers will hack that stuff.
That Google's always listening. Yeah. It's always waiting for me to say something. So I know that, like, if I'm talking some nasty stuff to my lady, Google knows about it.
Do you put, like, a towel over it before you'll have sex? You're like, I can't
hear this.
That's
what I need to start
this.
Doing.
You can't hear this.
AJ, watch your mouth.
Hey, Google.
Boy, you are kinky.
Hey, Google, go in the other room for 10 minutes.
Mommy and Daddy have to talk. So you don't... you.
But neither, I like to watch.
Yeah, so neither of you guys have this.
I have the
yeah, okay.
Google so, Dot or whatever, Echo Dot, something yeah, like that. Yeah, I got one of those things.
And Charlie, you don't... You never going to go home automation stuff, Charlie? Not your
Not
thing?
Not a priority.
No?
If it's comped...
Oh.
It's free, it's for me.
Okay.
But I don't feel like I'm missing out.
You're not yeah. buying that
I would have never bought it either. The only reason I
asked
have
for it for Christmas, because that's the best way to get it, is like, oh, these are $50. And our limit in our family, we do like, we draw names and like your limit's 50. Okay. Yeah, give me
I
one
told
of
my
those.
Wife, I was like, I don't know if I even want this thing in our house. But, you know, when you buy
But it's
all
on
the-
your phone anyways.
Probably so.
I mean, like, if you, like, people drive it right
phone.
Now.
I need to get a flip phone.
Hey, what do you say when you want to talk to Alexa?
I don't talk to Alexa.
But if you wanted to, don't you just say, like, you're, like, on my phone, I just go, okay, Google, what's the weather?
I don't do that
also
to my phone.
Also, now millions of people driving around, their phone just went
and
off.
And I don't use Siri.
You don't?
No. Millions of people.
That's how many listen to our show, AJ. Millions. Millions. Yeah. And there's only a slight uptick when you guys hit the air. There's a slight, that's about it, though. Yeah, we're pulling them in early now. I don't know if you've seen the charts lately.
Oh, I've seen.
Okay.
Oh, I've seen.
All right.
I just never go. I never go past the top spot. I don't care what happens after that.
You just stop at one. No. Our motto on this show is settle. That's our motto. We
that's,
settle.
Yeah, good for you. Nah. That's the way to go.
All right. That's AJ
this is
Hoffman.
The big show.
That is. I haven't said it once today.
Yeah, I just said it.
You did. You ruined
Charlie.
It.
Did you know you were on the big show today? You had no idea, did you?
It's the big show. I don't know how we got the big show. I think he just decided one day we was going to call
Patrick
it the big
or
show.
Olbermann.
I don't know which one's better. I'm that guy.
That
I'm
the
funnier
the big
one.
Show back in the day.
When yeah, that was.
People watch SportsCenter.
Yeah,
yeah.
But now you and Joel are the big show.
Yes, we
you
are.
You like that? You like that?
You'll never hear me say it. All right, Charlie Polillo joins us.
On
AJ Hoffman
show.
Is here. It's
on the
really
big
show. Nick Sharara. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in touch with the big show. We'll be right after back right after this is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I see your dirty face, hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the big show, Usual Suspect. with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over. Well, when I leave and Fred takes over.
Did you really send me your show notes?
Yeah. Just in case you wanted to...
I want to see what you've been working on.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of non-sports today.
Okay.
I mean, we'll do sports now because we got, you know, Charlie here, you're here, Nick's here. We might as well talk about... did you guys watch the Rocket game?
I didn't watch the Rockets game.
You don't watch the Rockets?
I didn't watch them last night.
Oh.
I'll start at this point, they're the one seed.
It doesn't matter.
I'll start watching when the playoffs start.
But people are freaking out that it took another buzzer beater by Chris Paul to beat the Blazers, a Damian Lillardless Blazers. But, I mean, the fans...
The Blazers are pretty good.
Yeah.
But let's not go crazy.
They didn't have their best player on the court. Now, again, the Rockets didn't have Eric Gordon. They were without Ryan Anderson as well.
Yeah, helped.
Yeah. It wasn't a full, I mean, not missing Eric Gordon, but wasn't a full compliment with the Rockets either. Any reason that the fans should be panicking about a win
purely
like that?
Isn't in the moment. They do not play a game that remotely means anything until a week from tomorrow or Sunday, yeah, whenever they get their game won. So if you just watched it and you're a fan, the opposite of the athlete's cliche. Get too high, get too low, overreact to everything, good or bad. So in the moment, in isolation, they choked last night. Harden played the last 3.5 minutes like he thought it was a playoff elimination game. It was terrible.
Nice.
He turned it over 3 times in 3 minutes, and then up 2 with 12 seconds to go, he misses 2 free throws. And then gets beaten down the other end as the White Thunder, Pat Connaughton. nasty
Thunder?
Dunk. Yeah, you see Gerald Green, completely harmless, but... Connaughton gets flipped on a dunk, and then he drives past Harden, tough layup to tie it, and then Paul bailed him out. So two quick thoughts if you had flashbacks of Harden. No. The game meant nothing. But it's tough to blow a 17-point lead in under 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what they did last night. But they won, and if Harden needs help in the playoffs, which he does, well, they have Chris Paul, who was not on the court for a lot of the comeback. In fact, the amusing moment, I just happened to be looking at D'Antoni, who was ticked. Even though the game doesn't mean anything, you don't like seeing your team play like crap. And so he sent Tim Quarterman to the scoring table to check in. 2 minutes to go, we're up 10. It's like putting the walk-ons in college at the end of a game. And Quarterman goes to the table, Blazers score. Harden turns it over, Blazers score again. 6-point game, D'Antoni's ticked, timeout. Quarterman stands up, walking back toward the Rockets bench and huddle. And D'Antoni gives him the quick look, makes eye contact.
You're not going in.
Those couple minutes of playing time, not happening. No. Chris Paul checks in. And then Paul turns it over first thing out of the timeout. So it was a freaky one-off thing. This is not an omen of playoff disaster to happen. Unless it happens. And then they'll deserve to be crushed at the time. Last night was an in-the-moment. Wow.
They were sloppy, no doubt.
That
if the Padres sloppy. Beat the Rock or beat the Astros tonight, are you going to worry about the season?
No, but it's a bit different. The Astros have it. I mean, it's a great point, but I think what you're worried about with the Rockets is they've struggled their last couple of games out. They haven't looked great. You're worrying about you always hear about you want to peak at the right time.
Who do the Rockets have to beat?
You also don't want to start struggling at the right time.
Who do the Rockets have
to beat?
Or
at the wrong time.
What's the big obstacle in front of the Rockets for the long run?
I mean, their first round matchup. They're not regular season.
The goal is to beat the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
The Warriors got beat by 20 by the freaking Pacers last night.
Yeah, well, the Warriors...
And Kerr torched them.
You think the Warriors are just saying, oh, you know what, guys? Warriors fans have given up. Oh, you see last night? We lost by 20 to the Pacers.
Oh, I'm sure Sports Talk Radio in Oakland right now, or San Francisco, is both. They're freaking out right now.
If they have championship equity, here we have scar tissue. And specifically with Harden. At least it's a sign that a few people care about the Rockets or will when the playoffs start. But the Astros didn't play last night, so what else is there to talk about today if you're going to talk about
Yodel Kid
sports? There's nothing to be read into the way that game happened.
But now, I mean, a couple of things that you might look at is, so they sweep the Blazers for the season series. The Rockets do. CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard, neither one of them really had great games against the Rockets. McCollum had another struggle last night.
He was terrible for three quarters.
Yeah, that's a team that I thought going into the playoffs, I felt like the Blazers were a team to watch and be worried about. But now they've lost back-to-back games to the Rockets and the Mavs. They lost to the Mavs. A couple games before that, they lost to the Grizzlies. So the Blazers appear to be riding that struggle bus into the playoffs as well.
Because they know they're pretty much locked in. So you don't have a carrot dangling in front of you. Yeah, you'd like to think you're paid so much money, you should bust ass every game, give it one. It's not how it works. It's not how it works.
If last night were a playoff game, do you think Damian Lillard would have been in street clothes?
No. Well, he wasn't in street clothes.
Okay. Do you think he would have not played?
No, he definitely was playing. Okay. And Eric Gordon probably plays as well.
Exactly. Yeah. What you're seeing right now, late season basketball, especially when teams are locked into their seed, it's really meaningless.
So you guys think there's nothing to the fact that, I mean, we always talk about whether it's baseball, football, or basketball, you want to start peaking at the right time going into the playoffs? You don't think there's anything about struggling or limping into the playoffs?
I'd much rather peak in the playoffs than the week before the playoffs, personally.
But that's my point. I mean, there's nothing to them struggling as they approach the playoffs?
Well, like I said, the 2 and the 3 seed in the West lost last night.
True.
The 1 seed won last night. And here we're like, oh, it's falling apart. Dude, they won the game. I mean, I don't see the concern. I think they're fine.
You win your last 9 games of the regular season going into the playoffs, and you lose game 1.
Doesn't matter.
There is no momentum. You're starting over.
Because I mean, I'm listening to radio and I'm listening to fans. I'm looking at Twitter, and they're freaking out. I mean, like they're like, oh, they're just not the same. They're struggling. They're not doing well. It's like, okay, I get the point, but at the same time, this is a Rockets team that really hasn't had its full complement, whether it's been Ariza that's not played, or Eric Gordon, or Chris Paul, or Harden, or Capella. This team hasn't played as a full team in a long time. So keep that in mind if you're freaking out, that it's not even the full Rockets team that's out there.
Well, by the way, that's every team in the league right now.
Yeah.
We're 78 games into the season. Guys are hurt. The Spurs haven't had their whole team all year long. They've been without their best player all year long. I mean, once the playoffs start, we'll see what's what. I still think it's the Rockets and the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. If anything else happens, I'll be shocked. But if the Rockets or the Warriors lose before the Western Conference Finals, good. Get their asses out of here. They don't deserve to be there. Because the rest of the conference is so weak.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how far or what happens to the Spurs as well. They've lost 2 in a row now. They had gotten back to the 4th seed, and we all know how tight it is right there. I mean, if they mess around, they could fall out of the top 8. I mean, it's one game separates the Spurs and the Timberwolves at 8.
And the Nuggets at 9. The Nuggets have the same record.
Yeah, so this is it's continues to tighten.
But you know what else is scary? The Spurs could also be the 8th seed.
Yeah.
Not scary unless Kawhi is going to suddenly materialize.
What if he does?
And have his game together.
I don't know.
Well, if he shows up, I can't see him giving you 30 minutes of all NBA basketball.
He's not going
to
be in shape.
There would be a reason to be somewhat fearful, at least respectful of the Spurs. But if Kawhi's not coming back and on the Rockets, I'm hoping San Antonio finishes 8th as opposed to Utah falling to 8th.
If
Jimmy Butler's back,
I'd
rather play San Antonio than Minnesota in the first round. End of the day, the Rockets should dust whoever they're playing in the first round and probably round 2, which right now would be, I think, Oklahoma City and San Antonio, whoever comes out of that. They'll be feeling good about themselves. Well, then can they step it up consistently enough at a high enough level to beat the Rockets 4 out of 7? If so, credit to them, but shame on the Rockets. You're right. There should be an air of inevitability to a Rockets-Warriors Western Conference Final. TNT sure hopes so.
And the Rockets, they're 9-1 in their last 10.
Yeah.
They're 41-2 when Paul Harden and Capella all play.
There's no need for panic.
They went undefeated in February, had one loss in March. That's weird. When you think about it in those terms,
it's crazy.
In 2 months, they lost one game. Now, they've already lost one in April, but between February and March, they lost one game.
You know, two losses the whole year, if we count Capella as their big 3-3rd.
Yes.
The losses were by 2 at New Orleans and by 3 at Toronto.
Yeah.
That's the whole season.
At one point,
their only losses when they've had Paul Hart and Capella.
Yeah, at one point they were 39-2, which it doesn't take a math genius to multiply that by two, and that's an NBA season. That means they would have lost four games with their big three all playing together. Pretty scary.
I just look at it as the playoffs and the regular season are two completely different stories, and I've seen James Harden led teams dominate in the regular season. I've seen Chris Paul led. I've seen Mike D'Antoni teams dominate in the regular season and mm-hmm. not have it come playoff time. I'm not panicking on the Rockets until they're down two games to the Warriors. Then I'm going to go, oh, now they need to worry.
Yeah.
But if they are in the first round and they're playing the Pelicans and they're down two games to none, I'm not worried.
No.
Because they're just better than them.
I think
they're better than everybody except the Warriors on paper.
Yeah.
I mean, they should just match up man to man. They should beat everybody except for that team. And if they lose to somebody other than them, good. They didn't deserve to be there.
Good.
And if the Warriors lose to somebody other than the Rockets, good. Get their asses out of here. They don't deserve it either.
Before we let you go, any thoughts on the Masters? Is Tiger going to finish top 10, Charlie?
Oh, if he finishes eighth, who cares? He has no chance to win.
Come on, Charlie. That's no not.
You a golf guy? You're not a big golf guy?
Not hardcore, but
okay. You're gonna
he's
watch?
Won nothing since 2013, 2015.
So you're not
2013.
Watching?
2013. He had one, and Fred Couples has a better chance to win the Masters than Tiger Woods this weekend.
All right, so Charlie's not watching.
Today? I am not.
Softball.
I have a company meeting to attend today.
You look like you're dressed for tennis.
Well, that just means that it's clean and it's
like,
warm out.
It's like Joel's always dressed for kickball. Charlie's always dressed for tennis. All right, that's Charlie Palillo. We'll see you Monday, Charlie, at 1:30, as we always do. You can catch Charlie's show on SportsMap 94.1 from, when is it, 10 to 1?
Something like that.
Okay.
11 to 1.
11 to 1 every day. That's my bad.
I'm not putting in 3 hours.
Up.
Are you crazy? This guy's a vet.
He hates doing this half hour. He hates doing this half hour, sure. All right, we'll be back right after this. As Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.